You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to be joined on the phone now by Jack Davis, who is Lansing School Board member. Good evening, Jack. How are you?
So am I. We're trying to save the Wood Creek program.
Jack, are you there?
Wood Creek's got 215 kids.
Nope, we're not. Well, you know, he's apparently in a conversation. Let me think. Should we go ahead with Eric? Is Jack there for us?
Hello.
Okay, there you are, Jack. How are you?
Hey, great. Thank you.
Clearly, the pre-meeting meeting has begun.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Obviously, you're headed to a special meeting tonight to work on the situation with Dwight Rich Middle School. Is that the only topic on the meeting this evening?
Yes.
Now, I had somebody here, a woman named Georgia Ellis, who is a PTO secretary, a couple of days ago, telling us about her concerns, and I wanted to see if we could get your perspective and clear up if there's some confusion about a motion you made to close the school on March 17th. Was that just a motion to close the school, or is the intent to reopen it later, or are we still unsure at this point?
Okay, under our contract with the teachers union, in order to transform a program at a school and bring in, let's say, different staffing or change the curriculum, et cetera, or to change it from, say, a 6th, 7th, 8th grade school to a, let's say, a K-8 school,
mm-hmm.
It's required that we technically close the school in order to bring in a new initiative. And that's, I was trying to get that accomplished, that I had never any intention to idle the building or close it down as a facility. The next topic of discussion, which I'm sure will be discussed at length tonight, is what we're going to put in there. And we have talked to the parents, and I was at the meeting where we talked to the parents at length about trying to move the Wood Creek Science and Engineering program into Rich, in which case we would not keep open the Wood Creek building.
Okay. Well, I am thrilled to have that cleared up. It sounds like it was simply a misunderstanding, if I'm reading this correctly.
Yeah, and the reason it came about is because on the agenda that night, we had a motion, which was to close Rich, but to bring into Rich a Wood Creek program. The Wood Creek program proposed at the time was far more expensive than our current Rich program. I couldn't support that because we are getting pressure from the teachers' union to make a major consolidation and, frankly, closure of secondary buildings. And we're getting that pressure because we're asking them, or the governor's asking them, to make very significant salary and wage concessions and benefit concessions. So everybody, and this is true of everybody in the state, this isn't just us, everybody in the state is going to have to go to the teachers, particularly because they make up 65% of our budget, and as well as all of the districts in the state, and they're going to have to make concessions in order to avoid insolvency. And that's true basically of everybody in the state, certainly in this region.
Well,
so
go ahead.
This is why the question of making sure you have complete efficiency on your building usage is brought to the fore because of the concessions we're asking from our employees.
Now, this will save this consolidation. What are you looking at in terms of cost savings for the Lansing School District? Do you have those numbers yet?
Well, we're going to be discussing that tonight.
Okay.
We had no savings in the proposal that was before us when I made the motion in March. The administration is working on revised proposals, and we have to save money. The way we can save money for sure is if we idle Wood Creek. And that amount of money is usually talked of as about $300,000. So if we move the Wood Creek program into the Rich building, which is what I have been advocating, not just this year, I was trying to get it implemented last year. If we do that, then we will save $300,000, but we need to save a lot more than that. So we have to have a Wood Creek program in Rich, which is more or less a similar to Pleasant View program, which is our arts program, which has K through five, and then it has 6th, 7th, and 8th grade classes for the kids that really want to commit to that arts program. Similarly, in Rich, on my vision, we would have K through 5, and then we would have 6, 7, and 8 middle school for those kids that are really committed to and have the aptitude for the science and engineering and math magnet.
Which is that STEM program that we've discussed
before. Yes, exactly,
before.
Exactly. So we want to have the STEM program, and I want to make sure we try and save it, because if it continues at Wood Creek with 215 kids in a building that takes 300 to 400 kids, then you have the inefficiencies that are not acceptable under the current economic environment.
Well, again, you are trying to, grapple with a deficit, in the $20 to $25 million range. As you said, the cost savings is significant. There's more that needs to happen, but this is certainly a step in the right direction. Do you feel the Wood Creek parents are they aware of this plan, and this is kind of going to work for them as well? Do you think?
Yeah, we had a meeting with Wood Creek parents. And I can't tell you when it was, but it was a few weeks before I made the motion, or we had it on the agenda, and we discussed all this with them. And they, and there were 50 of them there, and it was at in an auditorium setting. And we felt comfortable that they thought this. They were fairly enthused about the fact that what we're really trying to do is invigorate the Wood Creek program by putting it into a more centrally located and accessible building, which Rich is, and Wood Creek is not in a really ideal location for, in terms of a convenient location. So that's one thing. And the second thing was we were giving it enough room so that it could expand. And since we were putting it right into a middle school setting, we were putting K through 5, and we weren't going to have it be in the middle school setting as currently exists, because parents are not going to be crazy about putting K through 5 in with 8th graders, in terms
sure.
of, 500 7th and 8th graders. That's not ideal, and they understood that. But if we put them in with kids who are in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade who are focused on and committed to the STEM program, I think that will solve that problem.
Well, Jack, clearly you stepped out of the meeting about to begin at 6 o'clock to talk with us and clear this up. Thank you very much for doing that. I think this goes a long way to getting the proper information out there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Jack Davis, a member of the Lansing School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.